I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
If you remember, what did Bernie Sanders do at his rallies, aside from when people are really feeling the burn? What did he do? What did he have people stand up and do? Aside from the usual, we're going to give you all these things. He had people, and it was sickening, and it was demeaning. Stand up, and it was like a challenge, like a game. Bernie, I have $120,000 in student loan debt. Oh, yeah, I got $150,000. That's kind of demeaning, isn't it, that you got hooked into this kind of thing? So I'm saying, I think the student loan debt has so mesmerized an entire generation. I can't even imagine living under that constant pressure and that limitations that it places on you with that kind of debt into your 30s, mid-30s, whenever, right? So I see this Jennifer O'Meara. I didn't even look up. I don't know if she's a Democrat or Republican. I suspect a Democrat, but I could be wrong. She is a new state representative out there. I guess she won in 2018. Yeah. And she has formed the Student Debt Caucus in the Pennsylvania House of Representatives. She makes the case at Philly.com. Pennsylvania is one of the leaders in student loan debt. She says, as a first-generation college student, I'm personally aware of what it's like to have college already saddle me with significant debt. The mission of relieving student debt goes beyond personal for me. Hardly a day goes by without me hearing from a student or family in Delaware County about how much strain student debt is putting on them and their budget, or how much they worry about the impact of future debt even before a student gets to college. Okay. And then I look, as this continues, we'll examine problems caused by things like negligent loan services. And we'll cause, she talks about, we're funding institutions, colleges, like it's 1999 instead of almost 2020. While other states are making sure their public universities remain the affordable higher education option for student residents, here in Pennsylvania, students are losing ground. Among the nation's publicly supported universities, students who graduate from Penn State, Temple, and Lincoln hold some of the highest debt in the nation. I don't see much of anything in here with this state rep that gets to the core. And let's see if we can phrase it to help these legislators. What about big college? What about the colleges? Is this acceptable, what they're doing as far as the cost? All right. And if you have a student loan debt caucus, I don't have all the resources of all these people have of staff. I don't see anything in here of something that I know that I would push for, and I wish the Trump people would push for. There's a monopoly. It's only a few people who certify you can be a college. And they have a list, I have it somewhere, of cockamamie stuff, a number of books in the library, and all this other stuff. In other words, if the monopoly were broken, and you can go to a college that's much lower cost, not a community college, but a four-year college, wouldn't that help to compete and drive down the prices? That's one part of it. Another part of it I'd be looking at is the root cause of businesses who are in the mode of demanding a college degree, a four-year college degree, when it has little or no relation to what the job is. How do you restrict that, or how do you change that level of thinking? What do you try to do there to message that we have to get back away from that? In other words, these colleges are running wild with monopoly systems and systems where we're forcing everyone into this because of their occupation, the credentialing. The other part I think, is on parents and students. Look, if you still want to get caught up that you have to go to this place because of the prestige of that piece of paper from College X, be it the Ivy League or there must be 100 of these universities, I don't know that we're going to do much for you. I would tell you to shut up then. That would be my response to this, to my first thing. Hey, shut up. In other words, if you insist on going to these colleges because you think this is going to give you this cachet, well, then that's on you. That's absolutely on you, every single bit of it. Whatever debt you accrue, I have no sympathy for you at this point. You're in that paper chase. That's what you want to do. That's on you. Go ahead. Continue to fuel this madness. All right, so the Student Loan Debt Caucus. I'm glad they're doing this, but I think it's misguided. Why don't they want to take on? I'll give you one of the biggest secrets in Harrisburg. They never want to take on Penn State. Penn State and their tuition is one of the highest for the public colleges in the country. Penn State has too many buildings. Penn State, when Corbett was in there, it's one of the few things he did and was trying to take them on, has a huge, huge budget and unbelievable amounts from the legislature. But I think a lot of these guys want to go to Penn State games and other stuff, sit on the 50-yard line. It's a big deal. So then you're going to continue to see this high cost. Yes, Bill, you had something?
No, that's 100% what it is.
Yes.
Like, I'm not going to sit here and lie and say, I was in a unique product of why I wanted to go to Penn State, but one of the factors was because I wanted to go to a legitimate football team or right. enjoy the football games that were good at the time. Well, I also lived when my dad was in right. the hotel industry. He helped open up one of the hotels there, so I lived there in the late 90s when I was only 5 or 6 years old. I said I want to go here.
What I'm saying is the legislators, though, have this weird connection. They like all the perks of Penn State.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be a big deal being at the football game, 100,000 to 110,000 people, particularly when they're good. It's big time. So why would we expect that Penn State is ever under pressure to cut their costs? They're not going to be. It's sacrosanct. And then a tremendous number of these legislators are alums because it's a big university. We are.
It's apparently still one of the
biggest
alumni
networks.
I think it might be.
In the country.
But then they say, I actually just saw I saw a thing from, I graduated around this time 6 years ago now, but like, I remember, so they obviously have the thing with student loan debts where they give you the 6 month grace period after graduation where you get a job and then you start paying. I remember at 2 months in after graduation, I was already getting letters sent in the mail from Penn State going, hey, how about you donate to the college? No one wants to donate. I can only imagine when like these colleges, these big universities to expand this, these colleges that send out these letters, donate to this, help your fellow students, your fellow future alumni, in 10, 15 years when they're only relying on millennials, there is no way you are going to get the same amount of donations you were getting from the graduates from the 60s, 70s, 80s, even 90s that you're getting from the 2000s. So they're going to use that as an excuse to say, hey, we're not getting the donations we used to get from the Pagulas, the Bill Pagulas, or I forget his, I'm blanking on his name, the Buffalo Sabres and the Bills owner. But like, you're not going to get these donations anymore. So then that's going to be your next excuse for, hey, we're running out of money. We need to increase the cost of tuition.
Oh, exactly.
And it keeps on going.
All right. So Jennifer Amara says that there are 2 million residents of our state who owe on student loans with an average debt of $36,000. That's average. After mortgage loans, college and other post-secondary debt is now the largest source of consumer household borrowing. And it's going to be more and more of that. It's going to top it because you can't get a mortgage and go down that path and start your life because of this onerous debt. So here they actually have the Student Debt Caucus. That's good. But I think they're really off on the wrong foot. It looks like the usual solutions. Rather than reading the Riot Act to these colleges, the ones that they control, and by public suasion, the others. So what would you say if you were a member of this Student Debt Caucus? 855-839-1210. Why does this, and I don't think the Trump administration's making political hay yet on this. This is a weak spot for Democrats. They love these places. It's their buddies. It's utopia. It's utopian thinking. It's indoctrination. It's big money, big contributors. It's all what the National Democrat Party is about. They can't counter with anything. All they want to say is you need more money. That's what Bernie Sanders and others would say when he ran. Imagine the indignity, people standing up and yelling, I'm 120 grand in debt. Occupy Wall Street. This was the core thing. This is the core thing with a lot. I think even people saying socialism is not such a bad idea. I think it's subliminally or directly, somehow or another, related to I want to get out of this student loan debt. And I can understand. I mean, it's got to be killing. You're supposed to be starting your life after college, not in your mid-30s or trying to do that and trying to get out from under this. So this is a good idea that they're putting together this caucus. But I would make agenda item number one, what can I do to hammer big college? I see them as out of control. I don't think you can argue that what we've seen in tuition rates and all that, there's just no way. And then the broader field is, how do you take apart? You don't have to go to these high-priced institutions, and maybe you don't have to go to college at all. What about the monopoly system? Why don't we have more cut-rate colleges like Dom Giordano University? That's right. 855-839-1210. We don't because it's a monopoly, and it artificially helps to control this field that they've set up. I mean, everybody knows this. Why not challenge it? Are you unaware of it? Why does it always come back to it's just more money? And we have to file lawsuits against the student loan services. I don't know if they're predatory, if they're any good or not. Wow, Justin starts the bidding off here. And Glenn Mills on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Justin, good morning.
Hey, Dom, good morning. First, I want to thank you for bringing some light to this issue. It's like I'm actually sitting in the parking lot about to go vote right now, and I do feel like the Republicans kind of are dropping the ball on this issue. But I started off at St. Joe's. I transferred to Temple. 18 years old, I thought St. Joe's was the best school I could go to. Had never paid a cell phone bill in my entire life, and I was signing loans for $50,000.
Wow.
So today I'm over 150 grand with interest, and it's crushing. How can I start my life? I can't get a mortgage. I can't even get a car payment, you know, because of the amount of loans that
I have. But Justin, 150, even going to two, how did that happen? Those are not wildly. Tuition, like what's Temple?
Temple was the cheapest. Temple was probably about 20 grand a year.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So 150, that's got to be unbelievable. Well, what do you pay in interest a year?
My monthly payment is $1,500.
Oh my God.
So try to have a life with that.
Yeah, that's 18K a year. Wow.
Yeah, it's a mess. And I don't know what the solution is, but I definitely want to agree that. You know, the universities need to bear some of this responsibility.
Absolutely.
They're in bed with the student loan companies. You know, they can raise their tuition. The student loan companies follow suit. They raise,
right.
They give the kids more money to go to that school, and it's just a never-ending cycle. So,
yeah, I mean, because you went to two that are not outrageous. I don't know what St. Joseph's, but it's not crazy. Well, I don't know. It might be. How much is St. Joseph's now? Is it 50 grand?
It's probably close to 50 now.
Yeah, well, that's outrageous. But Temple at 20, that's a reasonable thing you think you'd be able to deal with. But you're right. Once you get into this cycle, wow. Well, Justin, better days are coming, I hope. 150,000. He's a young guy. He's out there voting, right? So he doesn't seem like a crazy. How do you get hooked up in it? Is the theory right, though? This helps to lead towards socialism. Bernie and the boys, you know, it just means equality. Somebody, you know what one of the key things to socialism is? That the system is rigged. You got to believe in a lot of conspiracy. You got to believe the system is rigged. And there are a lot of people right now that think the system is rigged, and that's why they can't succeed. Now, any system is going to have advantage to people that have money / power, which often comes with it. Capitalism, any system is going to have that. There's never going to be full on board exact equality. You would think even Bernie Sanders would say that, right? You would think. How does he have three houses? But within socialism, what we've seen, Soviet Union, Venezuela, and others, it is beyond rigged. What we see in Philadelphia, it's just a ruling class. You can't call them elites, progressives, that basically don't have to suffer the consequence of the system that they've set up. They're insulated from. That's a key thing, pretty much. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get in. What do you say to a guy like Justin, $150,000, $18,000 a year in interest, or monthly bill he pays, $18,000 a year in student debt? You know, even if you're making 50 with other things going on and all, you got to be making more than that, right?
He's paying $1,200 more on average than I am.
Yeah.
Or I'm paying a month.
$1,500, so it's $18,000 a year. That's insane.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.